再次的敬拜神，查考圣经的道理。
Praise God and for His grace that we can be here tonight to study His Word.
今天晚上，小弟用专心信靠，老而民间做题目，跟大家来分享圣经里的教训。
And this evening, I would like to use a topic, trust wholeheartedly, old but strong, as mutual encouragement.
我们在读《约书亚记》从十三章开始就是一个很明显的段落，就是分配土地给各支派做产业。
As we are reading the book of Joshua, starting from chapter 3, it begins a new section in how the land is divided among the tribes.
那一开头十三章的第一节就先说耶稣亚那时候年纪老迈了，但是还有许多未得之地。
And in chapter 13, verse 1, it begins with how Joshua was old and advanced in years, but there was still much land yet to be possessed.
这是神跟耶稣亚的提醒。
This is a reminder from the Lord to Joshua.
让我们了解说我们人的时间有限。
And it is to help let man understand that our time is limited.
不管耶稣亚或者是摩西。
Whether Joshua or Moses.
不管他们负担的工作有多重要。
It doesn't matter how important that their work may have been.
他们有一天都会老去。
There will be a day when they grow old.
老了之后有很多的事情就没有时间做。
And once they are old, there are things that they do not have time to complete.
所以当时候神提醒耶稣亚他曾经给耶稣亚的任务。
And so the Lord reminds Joshua the mission that He had given to him.
就是要让以色列百姓进迦南地之后，还要得到分配他们所应该有的产业然后世世代代在那里居住。
And which is to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan and to divide up the land so that they may dwell in the land from generation to generation.
所以当这个征战的事情告一段落之后。
So after the battle has the battles have taken place,
就是已经一个段落了。
Oh, it was a break in the war.
那时候还有许多地方还没有征服下来。
There were still very large areas that have of land that still hadn't been taken over.
但是那时候神要耶稣亚继续的把神的工作完成。
But and God wanted Joshua to continue and finish the work.
所以十三章的第六节说，你要。你只管照我所吩咐的将这地研究分给以色列人为业。
And so in chapter 13, verse 6, talks about how I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divided by lot, Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded you.
第七节说，现在你要把这地分给九个支派和马拿西半个支派为业。
7. Now therefore divide this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh.
好，所以这就是神。要耶稣亚呢，趁他还在的时候，把神托付的使命完成。
And so God wanted Joshua while he is still living to finish this work that God had given to him.
因为当把土地分配给各支派的时候，征服迦南地的责任就由各支派单独的来执行了。
So after they have divided up the land, and then each tribe will have to take it for their own.
那借由他们各支派的照着神的吩咐来做，他们可以体验神的应许，也能够真的让他们的子孙可以在那个地方世世代代得到产业。
And so for each of these tribes, if they're willing to grab hold of God's promise and conquer the land, then they are able to have the land from generation to generation.
所以他们得到神的祝福。同时也要相对的有该负的责任。
So they receive the blessing of God, but at the same time they have a responsibility that they need to fulfill.
所以十三章开始就是他们分配土地的记录。
And so starting from chapter 13, it records how the land was allocated.
那第十四章开始。
Starting from chapter 14.
就是在基甲分土地的经过。
And it talks about how at the process of when the land is divided at Gilgal.
这是第十四章到第十七章，就是把土地分配给犹大支派跟约瑟子孙，就是以法莲支派跟马拿西半个支派的记录。
And so from chapter 14 to chapter 17, it's the division of land for the tribe of Judah, as well as the tribe of for the children of Joseph, which is the tribe of Ephraim and the tribe of Manasseh.
所以这是第一次的分别土地在基甲来做的。
And so the first time this land was divided or allocated is at Gilgal.
那从18章开始到20章呢？ 就是在示罗分配土地的。
And so starting from chapter 18 to 20, then it's when the land is divided at Shiloh.
那就是他们会墓的地的所在地，在分配了犹大跟约瑟子孙土地之后，就移到迦南地的中心，就是示罗。So
after the tribe the land was divided for Judah and for the children of Joseph, then they moved to Shiloh, which is in the center, middle of Israel.
那这个示罗就在以法莲支派的土地上。
And this and Shiloh is located in the lands of Ephraim, Ephraimites.
那所以18章19章呢，接下来就是分派土地给7个支派的记录。
And so from chapter 18 and chapter 19 talks about the allocation of land for the last 7 tribes.
要在示罗分配土地的时候，需要派族长呢，再去再一次的丈量他们所要分配的土地啊，能够公平的分配给各支派。And
so for this, for in order for the dividing of the land, so they had all of their leaders be there to
measure,
to measure 丈量, the land.
那所以到第19章的时候，土地基本上就分好了。And
so by chapter 19, all of the land has been allocated.
到20章就是设立陶城。Chapter
20 is the establishing of the 6 cities of refuge.
那第21章就是特别说立位人他们所要居住的城邑，散住在各支派之间的。And
chapter 21 is talking about the cities for the Levites among all of Israel.
因为立位支派没有土地。
Because the people of Levites did not receive an allocation of land.
但是他们有城邑可以居住，可以牧养他们所得到的牲畜。
However, they have cities where they dwell in and where they can keep their things.
因为利未人的产业就是神自己。
Because the inheritance of the Levites is God himself.
那到了22章，就是两个半支派的这个勇士征战完毕，回到约旦河东之后所发生的一段插曲。
And so in chapter 22 is for the last, the 2.5 tribes who are located in the east of the Jordan, and they before they go back.
那引他们回去的时候，他们筑了一座坛，差一点发生误会。
And so at the end, when they, before they go return, they made a memorial that was misunderstood.
所以基本上到22章，这个就是从13章到22章就是 耶稣雅记的第三个段落。
So from chapter 13 to chapter 22, this is the third part or third section in the book of Joshua.
那我们现在最近在读的这些经文呢，都是在分配土地的。
And so these past couple days, all the chapters that we have been reading are all related to the division of the land.
那我们昨天跟今天在读的14章15章呢，很明显的，我们看到了里面的关键人物就是迦勒。
And so from chapter 14 and 15, we can see a major character in these chapters is the character. Is
这个人物, Caleb. 加勒这个人物, 真的是老当益壮。
Caleb is an old but mighty person.
他的一生其实也很显著的留给了我们很好的学习。
And his whole life is a good example for us to follow.
那也是我们今天成为主的门徒，我们的一生其实跟加勒的 的一生很类似的。And
as the people of the Lord, our life actually is very similar to Caleb's.
所以他加勒怎么样将神所应许他的产业最后能够实现征战得到，那对我们今天来说，就是我们可以得到基督应许的这个福分的写照。And
so for how Caleb was able to receive the promise of God and to take it as his inheritance is similar to our own spiritual journey today and in our own heaven that we receive our spiritual inheritance.
我们今天要在主耶稣基督里面得到应许，真的能够有安息，得到像有产业的人很富足的，我们就要学习迦勒他是怎么样征战的。
And so as and if we are to receive our spiritual inheritance today, then we need to look at how Caleb was able to battle for his.
那加勒他又基本上他在他的圣经里面讲了一句非常有名的话语，让很多人非常羡慕。
And so Caleb had spoken a very famous words in the Bible that many people would be jealous of.
就是很羡慕了，很多人。Admire. 第十章的第十节。
And which is in chapter 14, verse 10.
最后那一句话说：“看啊，现今我八十五岁了。”And
he saying, "Here I am, 85 years old."
第十一节说：“我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战，是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。”And
11, as yet I am as strong as this day as on the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in.
你看，这个就是加勒的名言。
And so this is the famous words of Caleb.
那也是加勒他能够因着信靠神专心跟从所得到的结果。
And so through relying on God and following God, this is the result that he received.
所以今天我们许多人是很追求生命的品质，也能够也一直很注意养生的一些信息。
And so today, many of us are very want to look at our lifestyle and to make sure that we are very healthy.
有人希望能够延年益寿，不但这样，还要身体强壮。
And some people want to live long and make sure that they live healthy lives.
所以有人拼命看一些养生的资料。
So they will look at different ways that they can exercise.
拼命的锻炼身体。
And they train their bodies.
但是最后可能都不管用。
But at the end, sometimes this is all useless.
因为有时候我们看了很多的资料，看了之后会眼花缭乱。
Because after looking at all this material, it might just confuse us even more.
因为今天说吃的会健康的，明天可能说你吃多了会有毒，你会身体会垮掉。
Because the things that maybe today they say is very good to eat, the next day they might say that this is poisonous and you would.
过去认为不好的东西，现在说这个是非常健康，要多吃。
And the things before that were considered unhealthy or bad for you, now today are considered good. And healthy.
所以，如果我们真的是很注重我们的身体的强健的问题的人，我们一定要看加勒是怎么样得到这么一诀的。
And so, if we really are concerned about the health of our body, we should look at how Caleb lived his life.
那他的做法一定会让我们很清楚我们生活应该掌握的方向，绝对不会似而又非的。
And so, if we look at his life, then it would not be.
我们会很肯定的知道说，我们这样做就能够得到健康。
And then we would know, looking at his life, we'd know for sure that in this way we would be receive and be healthy.
所以一直都会一样，我们都得到一样的秘诀。
Because the secret is the same, the method is.
那圣经告诉我们道理，又是最简单的。
And the method in the Bible is also the simplest.
我们一看就会知道，那我们也可以在生活当中实际去执行的。
And once we see it, we would understand, and we would be able to do it in our life.
那我们也可以观察我们周围的弟兄姐妹，我们所认识的一些主内的同龄。
And we can look at the brothers and sisters that we know in our lives.
真的照圣经所说的去做的人，他们就真的是老了，但是却非常的坚定。
That even we'll see that they truly are strong, even though they are old.
但是信心非常的坚强，甚至对神。 要给的应许非常肯定。
And their faith is very strong, and they have hold fast to God's promises.
那最后真的都能够像有盼望的人，他仰望主耶稣基督所应许的天国。
And they are like people who have hope, and the promise that Jesus Christ has given to them.
对年纪增长或者是体力衰退的这个问题不会恐惧。
And so as they grow older, and as they lose their strength, they are not afraid.
反而越来越有力,
but actually, they grow in strength.
能够在这个信仰的征战上一直得胜,
and that they're able to be victorious in their faith.
能够坚立神跟他们所立的约,
and they are able to hold fast to this covenant that God has made with them.
就好像最后真的是住在希伯伦一样的,
and it is like how they are living in Hebron.
那我们如果看加勒的一生,
if you look at the life of Caleb,
我们就会发现, 你如果想想看，加勒这个人在哪里出生呢
？We can look at where was Caleb born.
加勒，他是在埃及生的。
Caleb was born in Egypt.
他应该也是在埃及长大的。
And he grew up in Egypt.
所以他曾经当过奴隶。
So he was a slave before.
跟着以色列百姓一样，在法老的啊这个啊奴隶底下受苦的。
And he was like with the people of Israel, suffering as a slave.
那可是因着神的救赎，他可以离开埃及。
But through God's salvation, he was able to leave Egypt.
他跟着百姓一起走那个旷野路，要进去他所向往的迦南美地。
And he went with the Israelites and headed for the promised land.
在那里他可以得到自由。
There he would be able to receive freedom.
在那里他可以享受神的恩典。
He would be able to receive the grace of God.
那所以你看今天我们一个人，其实我们也都是在罪里面出生的。
And every one of us, we were all born in sin.
我们也是因着主耶稣的救赎而能够啊罪被赦免。
And every one of us is through Jesus Christ's salvation that our sins have been forgiven.
接下来我们就开始走这条天国的旅程，就像旷野路一样。
And now the next step is to walk in this spiritual journey in the wilderness.
那加勒，他最后他能够走到底。
So for Caleb to be able to walk to the end.
他同时代的人一个一个的倒闭在旷野上了。
All the people of his generation one by one fell in the wilderness.
但是他没有，他一直走到最后。
But he did not. He was able to walk to the end.
那我们如果再看十四章的第六节。
If we look at chapter 14, verse 6.
他这里在描述加勒的背景的时候，特别说基尼洗族耶弗尼的儿子加勒。
And so here, when it talks about Caleb, specifically says the son of Jephunneh, the Kenzite, said to him.
所以加勒他因为圣经里面有好几个加勒啊。
Because in the Bible there are many Calebs.
现在在民数记跟约书亚记里面所记载这个加勒，他特别说他是基尼洗族的人哦。
And so in the book of this Caleb in the book of Numbers and Joshua, it specially specifies that he is a Kenizzite.
我们如果看创世纪第十五章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 15,
第十八节
verse 18,
创世纪十五章的十八节
Genesis chapter 15, verse 18,
当那日主以亚伯兰立约说啊，我已经赐给你的后裔从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地，十九节
19,
就是基尼人、基尼洗人、贾摩尼人、赫人、比利洗人、利法因人、亚摩利人、迦南人、格加撒人啊，耶布斯人之地。
Verse 18, on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I have given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. 19, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadamites. 20, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim. 21, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
你看到这里第十九节有一个基尼洗人这个称呼了。
In verse 19, you see there is the Kenites.
所以有可能加勒他的父亲可能就是外族人。
It's very possible that Caleb's father was not an Israelite.
那他的母亲有可能是以色列人啊，是这样推测的。
And that his mother was an Israelite.
哦，那所以他基本上啊，最后也能够成为啊以色列人的一份子了。
And so,
因着母亲的缘故。
And through his mother, he was able to be part of the Israelite.
他也是。就跟着以色列百姓出了埃及的。
And he went with the Israelites out of Egypt.
他后来归入成了犹大支派的人。
And later on, he became part of the people of Judah.
所以我们看他的身份，其实基本上他本来也是该灭亡的，也是不配得恩典的人。
And so for Caleb, he was a person that should have been destroyed, a person who would not have received the grace of God.
但是因着神的恩典，他被救赎。
But through the grace of God, he was saved.
就好像我们今天，我们本来都是不配的罪人。
Just like all of us, were once unworthy sinners.
但是我们得到主的救恩，我们今天也能够在神面前被称义了。
But once we receive the grace of God, we have been made righteous.
那我们有这个恩典，所以我们要时常纪念，要感谢。
So we have this grace, so we need to constantly remember it and give thanks.
我们看到加勒他其实本来也是一个受苦的人。
So Caleb once was a person who was suffering.
那可是他现在要成为一个有恩典的人。
And now he is a person under grace.
那我们都知道在旷野旅程的时候，在加迪斯巴尼亚那个地方，就是他们窥探迦南地的那一个事件。
And so as they are in, as they were wandering in the wilderness at Kadesh Barnea,
就是他们派十二个探子去窥探迦南地的时候。
And this is when they sent 12 spies to go scout the land.
加勒是当时候的探子之一。
Caleb was one of these 12 spies.
他当这个十二个探子回来报告的时候。
When the spies came back with their report.
在民数记的十三章。
In Numbers chapter 13.
他们回来报告，当时候加勒讲了一句非常有名的很重要的话语。
They came back and gave a report, and Caleb spoke very famous words.
可是当时候的百姓听不下去。
But the people at the time could not listen to it.
但是从他所讲的话也看出他的信心。
But from his words, we can see his faith.
所以其实加勒他一开始就是非常专心的在跟从这位神了。
So we can see Caleb from the very beginning was following God.
我们现在看十三章三十节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 30.
十三章三十节说，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it."
加勒的这一番话，其实神非常赞许的。
And actually, Caleb's words, God approved of them.
因为后来圣经连续六次包括摩西跟神本身，都特别强调加勒他是专心跟从神的人。
And so, because later on, at least six times, through Moses or God, they praises Caleb as a person who faithfully followed God.
就是在强调他专心跟从的信心。
And this is his faith that he diligently following God.
因为他当时候，他所看到的虽然环境跟那里的人非常的巨大，是如果用人的眼界来看是无法攻取的那个障碍。
Because at the time when he saw how mighty and great and large these people were.
但是他当时候因着信心，所以他看到的是神的同在，以及神必然是给他们得胜的这个应许。
But through faith he believed in the promise of God and that they would receive this land.
加勒的信心来自于他对神一点都没有怀疑，即使环境看起来非常的恶劣。
So Caleb did not doubt God, even though the environment seemed to be very negative.
所以他去看完了之后，他们回来报告说，那地真的是流奶与蜜的美地。
And so after this, when they reported saying that yes, the land is truly flowing with milk and honey.
那真的是照神所说的这样子啊。
And it is according to what God has promised.
所以他去看了，他就相信说神所说的话每一句话都是真的。
So when he saw this, he believed that the words of God, every single one of them, are true.
所以他现在回来报告。
So when he gave the report,
他回来跟大家说，我们立刻就上去得那地吧。
He tells the people, "Let us go up at once and take possession."
那时候他是四十岁的壮年。
At this time, he was a strong 40-year-old.
那所以真实的信心，他绝对不会怀疑，不会单言。
So he had true faith, so he did not doubt.
他马上说，我们就去。
He said at once, "Let us go up at once."
因为只要有神同在，必能得胜。
Because with God's abidance, they would be victorious.
然后之后他说，我们足能得胜。
And he said, "For we are well able to overcome it."
那这个就是今天我们一个这个是全心在信靠神的人。他一定会有的宣告。
And those who wholeheartedly trust in the Lord, they will have this type. They will know to rely on God.
因为他已经得到神的应许。
Because they have already received the promise of God.
他相信神一定会把这个土地赐给他们的。
They believe that God will give them this land.
也就是说，神一直都是跟他的百姓同在。
And that God is always constantly abiding with His people.
神一定会帮助他们去。攻胜每一个敌人。
And that God would be there to help them overcome each and every one of their enemies.
所以他的信心从来没有摇摆不定的。
And so we can see his faith was unwavering.
那这个就是今天我们要效法的重点。
So this is a main point that we need to follow.
今天有时候其实我们的信心是不足的。
Today actually, many times our faith is not enough.
有时候我们虽然相信神他能够救我们。
Even though we believe that God can save us.
可是我们总是会想很多如果没有呢？
That we think a lot about, oh, what if he doesn't?
我们去设定了很多的假设，如果怎么样的时候要怎么办？
And we have a lot of precautions saying, oh, if it doesn't happen, then what should we do?
所以其实我们有时候虽然说我们相信，但是我们心里面却是不那么坚定的。
And so even though we say that we believe, many times in our hearts it is wavering.
我们也常常在诗歌里面大声赞美神啊。
In our hymns, we might loudly praise the Lord.
你看我们在唱诗的时候，有时候我们听了那个诗班唱的诗歌，哇，非常有力，我们就很受到鼓舞。
And so when we hear the choir present and sing, we may feel that they are very, very, it is very powerful.
相信 当时候在唱诗歌的人一定也是非常有信心的。
And I believe that the people who are that singing at the time, they also must have faith.
所以诗班唱诗如果会感动人，一定是诗班成员本身是非常有信心的。
And so for a choir to move the hearts of people means that they themselves must have faith.
那如果诗班唱诗的时候有气无力的
，But if the choir has no energy when they are singing,
也就是说，说明自己所唱的内容自己不太相信。
Meaning that they themselves do not really believe the content of what they are singing.
但是有时候唱诗唱完之后，那接下去的生活呢
？But many times after you sing this hymn, oh, your daily life.
我们很有可能也是会怀疑神对我们的应许。
We also might doubt the promise of God.
所以我们人其实常常是信心会因着环境而起变化。
And so many times our faith will change depending on the environment.
可是对加勒来说
，But for Caleb,
他一直都是没有怀疑过的。
He never doubted.
他眼睛所看到的就是神跟他同在，他神能够带领他们得胜。
And what he saw with his eyes was that God would be with them and that God would lead them to victory.
所以我们看到加勒他的信心来自于他专一跟从神。
And so we can see that Caleb's faith came from how he followed God.
所以一个人如果真的专心跟从主了，他就不会像一个人脚踏两条船这样子摇摆不定。
So he diligently followed God, so he would not be like a person who is standing in two boats.
如果我们看加勒他跟耶稣亚他们当时回来报告的结果。
And so if we look at the report that he and Joshua brought back.
其实大部分的以色列百姓，他们当时候真的都听那十个探子所报的那个没有信心的话。
That most of the people heeded the words of the 10 spies who had no faith.
他们看到环境就害怕了。
They saw the environment and was afraid.
所以他们就认为自己是没有可能得胜的。
So they believed that they were unable to be victorious.
可是那个时候的加勒跟耶稣他们两个人。
But for Caleb and
Joshua 是极少数的。
They were the minority.
他们当时候却能够勇敢的去跟所有的人说，我们现在马上去就得胜了。
They were able to courageously say, "Let us go up once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it."
他们当时候知道一个秘诀。
And they knew that there was a secret method.
那个秘诀就是说，如果神喜悦我们，他一定跟我们同在，我们必然得胜。
And they knew that if God was abiding with them, then for sure they would be victorious.
所以民数记的十四章的第八节。
And so, Numbers chapter 14, verse 8.
他就说，主若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把那地赐给我们。
That if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
那神要喜悦的人一定是不会对他怀疑的。
And those who the Lord delights in will not doubt him.
就是第九节说，你们不可以背叛主。
That's why in verse 9 says, only do not rebel against the Lord.
也就是说，愿意顺从神的
，Those who are obedient to the Lord，
神说什么就去做的
，Those who what the Lord says and they do it。
所以当时候，这个加勒他们跟耶稣啊，他是非常专心、非常有信心的。
And so here, Caleb and Joshua at the time they had great faith and were very diligently following the Lord。
所以真的专心跟从神的人，他是一直仰望着这个神本身的。
And those who diligently follow the Lord keep their eyes on Him。
他不会去一直看着旁边的人呢、啊。
They won't look at the people around them.
今天有时候我们信心失落，是因为看着旁边的人呢、啊。
Sometimes we lose faith because we look at the people around.
有时候我们看着我们的弟兄姐妹，或者甚至我们自己的家人。
Maybe we look at our brothers and sisters or our family members.
对一件事情的做法的时候，我们有时候可能会用人的方式去处理。
How they take care of their matters and they use human ways.
那有时候没有信心的作为啊，比较容易吸引人。
And maybe ways without faith might be able to attract more people.
因为从人间的角度来看，比较合逻辑。
Because according to human logic, it makes more sense.
那靠神的人有时候不太合逻辑的。
But for those who rely on the Lord, sometimes what they do it doesn't make sense.
所以其实大多数人是没有信心的。
So we can see a great number of people did not have faith.
我们如果看那个比例就知道，十个对两个。
Even if we look at the proportion, 10 to 12.
那如果再把这个被数点过的兵丁再把它扩大，60万的兵丁。对两个。
And if we expand it to the 600,000 fighting men to the two.
我们就看到，今天如果我们看着周围的人效法他们的榜样，我们最后也是灭亡。
And so if we look at the people around us and we follow in their example, then it will lead to destruction.
所以专心信靠的人 专心信靠神的，一定是一直仰望耶稣基督。
And those who follow, diligently follow the Lord will keep their eyes on Jesus Christ.
他不会想要去效法这些不信的人的样子。
They will not follow in an example of those who do not believe.
这是为什么保罗他提醒我们说，我们一定要小心。
This is why Paul reminds us that we need to be careful.
不能够一直效法这个世界。
That we should not conform to this world.
我们一定要心意更新。
But we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
要记住我们是谁。
And to remember who we are.
是谁在带领我们的路程。
And that to remember who is the one that is guiding us.
所以我们要仰望耶稣基督。
So we need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ.
要看到神过去的作为，相信他，神绝对不会失信。
And to look at the work of God and how he is always faithful.
所以我们会跟这个世界有所分别的。
So that is how we can be separated from this world.
那一个专心信靠神的人，绝对不会又爱神，同时又想要去爱这个世界。
And so a person who truly follows God will not love God and love the world.
因为如果要爱世界的，有爱世界的心，爱神的心就不会有的。
Because if a person who loves God will not love the world.
因为我们一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
Because a person cannot have two masters.
所以主耶稣已经这样子提醒所有的门徒。
And Jesus Christ has already reminded all the disciples.
我们没有办法同时侍奉神又侍奉马门，就是这个世界。
And we cannot serve God and also serve Mammon, which represents the world.
因此，我们一定要像迦勒一样，能够专心跟从主。
But we need to be like Caleb and dutifully follow God.
因为当他眼睛看到只有看到神的时候，
because when his eyes only see God,
他真的一心相信神的应许。
He wholeheartedly believed in God's promise.
所以你看当地的那时候，迦勒他们所看到那个亚纳族的巨人，对他们来说一点都不是问题的。
And so when at the time when they see the people of Canaan, the giants Anakim who are giants, they were not afraid.
他相信神一定可以把他们打败。
But he believed that God would be able to destroy.
虽然他自己不行。
Even though he would not be
able. 但是神可以啊。
But through God, it is possible.
所以只要有神，他就不怕。
So with God, they are not afraid.
所以他说，我们现在马上上去，一定可以得胜。
And that is why he says, let us go now. We can be victorious.
所以迦勒所讲过的这两句话非常关键。
And so these words that that Caleb says is very important.
可是很可惜的，大多数人决定要回到埃及去，不进去迦南地了。
But very unfortunately, a great number of people didn't want to enter the land of Canaan, but wanted to return back to Egypt.
神发怒处罚了。
And so God was angry and punished them.
但这个时候，迦勒也没有办法扭转这个局势啊。
And at the time, Caleb could not turn back.
最后，他就只好跟着所有的百姓一起再回去旷野去绕了。快四十年。
All he could do was go with the Israelites and wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
那这个当中，那这个有信心的人，他也要跟着那个没有信心的人在旷野里面流浪。
And so even the person with faith needs to wander in the wilderness with those who do not have faith.
那我们就看到一个有信心的人，他最后出现一个特质，就是他可以忍耐。
And so if we can see here that a characteristic of a person with faith is that they are able to persevere.
他的忍耐就是在于今天还没有信心的人，他们说他们要这样走的时候，他也可以默默的忍受这当中所会发生的痛苦。
And so they are able to persevere and go with those who do not have faith and suffer with them.
我们看在这个旷野的快四十年当中，发生好多好多事件，对不对
？We can see in these 40 years in the wilderness many things.
特别都是埋怨神。惹神发怒的一些事情。
And so many things that the Israelites did that would complain against God and also make God angry.
你看在民数记里面所记载的他们那个埋怨神的历史。
And in all of the times when they in the book of Numbers where the Israelites complained against God.
每一次发怨言就是有些人死掉了。
And every time they complained, then people would die.
所以就一批一批的，一次都是十几万人这样子，一批一批的倒在旷野的。
And every time there would be tens of thousands of people, that would die in the wilderness.
我们会看到跟迦勒同时代的人越来越少了。
And we can see that slowly the people who were the same generation as Caleb were growing less in number.
跟他一起出埃及的那些人同伴，一个一个都不见了。
And all of his companions who left Egypt with him, one by one, they disappeared.
那这个时候，你看这个时候的迦勒，他当时的心情会怎么样呢
？And so at that time, how would Caleb feel?
如果今天是我们看到我们周围的这些同时代的一个一个从教会里面离开的
，And if it were us, and we see one by one all of our peers in church leave,
我们会不会怀疑？哎，这个到底教会是怎么一回事啊
？Would we doubt what is wrong and think about what is wrong?
我们会觉得会不会觉得说，哎，这个神 他不是说全能，他为什么会这样做呢？
Then we would maybe doubt, isn't God Almighty? Why is He doing this?
还是我们会看到说，你看今天如果没有专心跟从神的结果就是这样。
Or we see that, oh, a person who does not diligently follow the Lord, this is the result.
所以其实我们看到迦勒哦，他其实真的在旷野里面是一起受苦。
And so for Caleb, he suffered in the wilderness with the people,
with
the rest of the Israelites.
他都忍耐。
But he was able to persevere.
在这当中哦，这四十年里面呢。
And in these 40 years.
当别人在发怨言的时候，迦勒他一句怨言都不敢出。
While others were complaining against God, Caleb never complained once.
当众人在挑战摩西亚伦的时候，你看迦勒一定是站在摩西亚伦那边的。
And when the people were rebelling against Moses and Aaron, Caleb was always on Moses and Aaron's side.
所以你看，我们看到这个真正信靠神的人，他会一直坚持到底的。
So those who truly trust in the Lord will be able to stand firm to the end.
所以他最后四十年如一日啊。
And so after these 40 years have passed,
所以我们看到，迦勒他真的看到了神应许实现。
Caleb was able to see the promise of God fulfilled.
就是他能够过约旦河。
Meaning that he was able to cross the Jordan River.
他曾经到那个希伯伦地方去看到那个亚纳族人居住的地方。
And he had gone to Hebron and saw the Anakim that dwelt there.
所以我们现在看民数记啊、看约书亚记第十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
在分地的一开头。
The beginning of when they were dividing the land.
那时候他自己来跟约书亚说。
That Caleb went to Joshua and said to him.
第六节。
Verse 6.
然后神在加斯拉尼亚指着我跟你对神的摩西所说的话你都知道了。
And he said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me and Kadesh Barnea.
好，那个就是发生过的历史，神怎么样啊来啊对他奖赏的那一段话。
And so this is the history of what of that period of time and what the Lord said to Caleb.
第八节他说：“然而，同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从主我的神。”
And verse 7, I was,
第八节。
Oh, verse 8. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God.
第九节，当日摩西起誓说：“你脚所踏之地，定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从主我的神。”
Verse 9, so Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord, my God.
然后接下去第十节，自从主对摩西说这话的时候，主照他所应许的使我存活这四十五年。
And 10, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now here I am this day, 85 years old.
这一段话真的是当时候耶稣亚呢，他一直记在心上，记了这么久。
And these are the words that Caleb has kept in his heart for many, many years.
摩西当时候跟他应许的、启示的。
What Moses had promised to him.
那当然，摩西所讲的话一定会实现，因为神是要他这样说的。
Because what Moses says will come to happen because this is the words of the words of God.
迦勒他也知道，他今天之所以还能够存活下来这四十五年。
And Caleb knows that he has been able to be alive these 45 years.
那其实我们怎么推算以色列人在攻打迦南地的时候用多少年，就是从这个地方推算出来的。
And so we can tell how many years they take and they took to conquer the land of Canaan is through this.
因为约书亚去跟迦勒他去窥探迦南地的时候40岁。
Because when Joshua and Caleb went to spy out the land, they were both 40 years old.
迦勒是四十岁，我们知道了。
Oh, sorry, we know that Caleb was 40. Oh, sorry, Caleb was 40 years old.
那他们回来之后，又结果之后又在旷野差不多绕了三十八年。
And they also wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
所以，那现在要分土地的时候，他说他已经过了四十五年了。
And so here, when they are allocating land, he says that it has been 45 years.
所以我们就可以推算。整个征战迦南地的时间差不多有七年左右。
So we know that for them to conquer the land of Canaan, it took about was about 7 years.
所以在这一段四十五年的期间， 加勒他很清楚，是因为神的保守，所以他存活下来的。
And so in these 45 years, he knew that it was because of God's hand that he is able to remain.
所以其实是主加给他力量，所以他能够站得住。
So God had given him strength, though he was able to continue to stand.
他知道他的存活不是因着说他自己多么努力，然后怎样锻炼身体的。
And he knew that he was kept alive not because of how he had trained his body.
而是神让他活着的。
But that God, the Lord, was the one that has kept him
alive. 因为神要让这个有信心的人真的体会到神的应许实现。
And because God wanted this person who trusted him to see his promise
fulfilled. 神给他的话一定要实现在他身上。
That the words that the Lord had given to him must be fulfilled.
所以这个45年当中，虽然经过了很多波折，很多的事情，他都能够存活下来。
So these 45 years, even though he encountered many situations and difficulty, he was able to remain alive.
这当中有时候是瘟疫啊。
Sometimes there were plagues.
瘟疫就是全一堆人都死了。
And when a plague came, a whole bunch of people would die.
瘟疫有可能是一个呼吸，一个病毒可能就死了。
And sometimes it might be a disease, airborne disease, and they would die.
但是加勒他一直都存活。
We can see Caleb was preserved alive.
我们就看到事实上是神让我们人存活的。
And so we know that the Lord is the one that preserves our life.
那我们也知道说神的恩典够用。
And we also know that God's grace is sufficient for us.
所以今天其实我们一定要了解生命在神手上。
So today we need to understand that our life is in the hands of God.
神让我们活着，他就是会恩典够我们用。
If God allows, keeps us alive, then that means His grace is sufficient for us.
他要我们能够去体验他的应许是真的，他是信实的神。
And He wants us to experience that His promises are true and that He is a faithful God.
所以这个时候加勒他说我85岁了。
So here Caleb says he is 85 years old.
这期间以色列人在旷野行走。
In this period of time, the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness.
在这个狂行走当中很多人都死了。
And in this wandering, many people died.
但是他一直都很坚定的跟随。
But for Caleb, he very diligently followed.
他还特别的说，第十一节说我还是强壮的。
And he even specially says, I am as strong.
不，他说像摩西打发我去那天一样。跟45年前是一样的。
And as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me.
他说不论是征战还是出入啊。
Whether it's my strength for war.
出入。
Or both for going out and for coming in.
出入其实就是日常的生活而已啊。
So to go out is for daily life.
这是一般的日子。
This is a daily life.
但是征战这个就是特别的了。
But for battle, this is special.
至少他们过了迦南，过了约旦河之后。
So after crossing the Jordan River,
这七年当中
these 7 years,
就是征战的日子。
It was a time for war.
那个时候耶稣也80几岁了。
At that time, Joshua was already 80 years old.
他跟着百姓这样子征战，他都没有觉得说很累啊。
And he fought with all the people, but was not tired.
如果我们把耶稣亚跟加勒做个比较，
If we compare Joshua and Caleb,
他们差不多同年代的人啊。
They are the same generation of people.
13章的第一节。
In chapter 13, verse 1.
耶稣亚年纪老迈。
It says that Joshua was old, advanced years.
其实我们看到的是，当时候耶稣亚可能因为负担的工作重了，所以他的身体应该是，如果体力比起来，应该是比加勒还差了。
And so, because of Joshua, because of his responsibilities, his strength might have been less.
他的老不是说因为真的耶稣亚真的年纪很老啊，老到掉牙齿的。
It's not this old is not just that he was old and.
但是很有可能是耶稣亚，他当时候真的已经没有那个体力再率领所有的人一起出去打仗了。
And it could be that he is old because he does not have the strength any longer to lead all the people out to battle.
那时候神也跟耶稣亚这样说：“你年纪老迈了。”
Because the Lord said to him, "You are old."
也就是真的说他的体力不像从前。
And meaning that his strength is not as before.
可是对加勒来说
，But for Caleb,
他说我。45年前怎样，现在还是怎样。
He says that 45 years ago I was like this, and now I am.
然后他说，我无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在也是如何，就没有减少的。
So now, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in.
那这个我们就看到说，真的是神让我们人哈可以重新得力，让我们人能够。返老还童的。
And it is through the Lord that we're able to receive strength and that we're able to go in and out.
所以当时候你看这个耶稣亚加勒他那时候情形啊，真的是像以赛亚书所说的。
And so for Caleb, it is just like what it says.
因为他一直在等候神的应许实现在他的生命里。
Because he's waiting for the promise of God.
他是一个有盼望的人。
He is a person with hope.
他相信神的话要实现。
He believed that the word of God will come to pass.
他的这种等候的心，就像以赛亚书四十章所说的。
And his heart of waiting for the Lord is like what is described in Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
这个就是我们常常读的很有名的三十一节。
And this is a verse that we are all very familiar that we commonly read, verse 31.
但那等候主的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
我们相信，在这个45年的这个旷野跟征战的旅程当中，加勒曾经也一定疲乏过。
In these 45 years in the wilderness, I believe that, Caleb must have grown weary.
体力上他也曾经软弱过。
And in strength, he must have been weakened at one point.
但是神都加给他能力，赐给他力量。
But God is the one who gave him strength and.
让他的虽然年纪老了，但是他的内心越来越刚，越来越坚定。
So even though his age is, he is old in age, but internally he is stronger.
所以他真的是年纪老而不衰。
But he is a person who is growing old in age, but is not becoming weaker.
因为他对神的应许非常的坚定，他相信他能够看到神赐给他的。
Because he is very firm in the promise of God, and he knows that that what God has promised will be given to him.
你看他的这个对神坚定的信心呢，真的就像保罗所说的一样。
And he has his steadfast faith is like what is described by Paul.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章这样说。
And Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says.
哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
第十六节
verse 16
所以我们不丧胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天心思一天
16 therefore we do not lose heart even though our outward man is perishing yet the inward man is being renewed day by day
第五章第七节说
chapter 5 verse 7
第七节因我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见的
verse 7 for we walk by faith not by sight
好所以这个就是今天如果我们信心坚定的依靠神，信跟从神呢
？So if our faith is steadfast and we rely on the Lord，
其实我们内心可以一天心思一天的。
Then our heart can be renewed day by day。
那个年纪老，但是他力量却是很坚强。
Even though we may grow older in age, but our inner man is strengthened and renewed day by day。
很多事情他都还可以做的。
There are so many things that they can do。
当然不是去追求世界上的享乐。
Of course, it's not to pursue after worldly pleasure。
而是为了要执行神的旨意。
But to fulfill the will of God。
所以他当时候，你看加勒，他当时候跟摩西、跟耶稣这样说。
And so we can see the words of Caleb to Joshua at the time.
但是四章的第十二节。
Chapter 14, verse 12.
求你将神那日应许我的这三地给我。那里有亚纳族人，并且宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见的。或者神照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
12. Now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
你看这是何等有力的一句话。
We can see how powerful these words are.
求你将神那日应许我的这三地给我。
Give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day.
这三地是那个巨人族居住的地方。
And this mountain is where these giants live.
那个城是宽大坚固的。
These cities were great and fortified.
但是他相信这都不是一个障碍。
But he believed that these were not obstacles.
或者神照他所应许的跟我同在。
And because it will, that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
我就可以把他们赶出去，就是只要有神同在，都不是问题的。
If God is with me, then none of these are an issue.
今天我们有时候人老的时候，什么事情都不想做了。
Sometimes when as people grow older, they don't want to do anything anymore.
其实，当我们如果心老了以后，什么事情都没兴趣了。
Actually, when our heart grows old, then we would have no interest in anything.
所以常常有时候人老了之后，就没有什么意志力。
And so, that's why as people grow older, they have less of a willpower.
过去有了很多理想，到年老的时候，体力衰了，想说啊，算了算了。
And so, they might have a lot of dreams that they had when they were younger. When they're old, they have given up on them.
最后可能就是啊，开始讲起老年人的故事。
And so then they would talk about
过去怎样
？How what they had used to do？
但是那个都已经过去了。
But those are all things that have passed.
其实如果当人老的时候，还能够看到。 他有什么盼望，他能够做什么。
If we in our old age, if we're able to see what the things that we are still able to do.
像加勒这里所讲的这句话。
And these words of Caleb.
他不是坐在那里说等着神说啊让我啊那个安享晚年呢。
And he didn't sit there and ask God to let him rest in his old age.
这个时候加勒也可以说我来去搬个椅子坐在那个葡萄树底下哈啊这么聊天，然后一手摘葡萄，然后一手在跟。当然，他也没有同伴可以聊天的，因为跟他同伴的人都死光了。
And so Caleb could not did not say that. Oh, he's going to take a chair and sit under a vineyard and eat grapes. And actually,
没有，他不是这样子的。
He was not like this.
他跟耶稣说：“你把那个土地分给我，我现在马上就去打了。”
And but he said he told Joshua, "Give this land to me, and I will go and fight for it."
因为他相信神跟他同在。
Because he believed that God was abiding with
him. 他去打一定可以得胜。
And he believed that in battling he would be victorious.
他要把那个巨人所居住的那城邑把它改名字。
And he would take this land that had belonged to the giants and change the name.
后来第四章的第十五节。
In chapter 14, verse 15.
十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 14.
所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从主以色列的神。
Chapter 14, verse 14. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
十五节，希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴。亚巴是亚纳族中最尊大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
15, and the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war.
这个基列亚巴，那个基列就是城的意思。
And so Kirjath means the city.
亚巴就是这个巨人。
Arba was the name of this great man.
所以亚巴这个巨人的城呢，所以这个希伯伦本来就是这个巨人的城邑。
And though this Ar, so this actually was the city of Arba, which is this great man among the.
但是现在加勒他把它打下来了。
Caleb was able to conquer it.
打下来之后，他把它改名叫做希伯伦。
And he changed the name to Hebron.
希伯伦的意思就是联合的。
Hebron means
立约的。
Unified and covenant.
这个是神跟他立约的。
Because this is a covenant that God had given to him.
这个土地是神跟他立约给赐给他，要让他承受为业，而且世世代代都要在这里居住的。
And this is a covenant that God made with him, and it is his inheritance for him and
generations. 所以他把这个城打下来之后改了名字呢。
So after he conquered this city, he changed the name.
就让我们看到，你看他是何等的雄心壮志。
So we can see how much strength he had.
他这一段时间来完全。没有丧失对这个应许的盼望。
He did not lose hope or lose sight of this promise.
他，你看他的信心里面是蛮有行动，非常积极的行动。
And so his faith was very proactive.
他也知道应该要用什么方法去得胜这个巨人的城。
And he knew to use what method to receive this great city.
他知道秘诀在哪里。
And he knew what
只要有神同在，就不是问题。
Which is that with the abidance of Lord, there's no problem.
他愿意加入这个征战迦南地的这个行列里。
And he was willing to partake of this battle for the land of Canaan.
当他分得了这个犹大的这一块土地之后
，After he has received this land from the tribe of Judah,
圣经大概只有写到加勒是积极的把所有的亚纳人都把他赶走。
I think it also.The Bible only records that Caleb was the one that had defeated all the Anakim in this area.
特别描述他打下了哪些族长。
Especially mentions which cities he taken.
其他的各支派哦，他们都 take easy， 就是啊，能够住就好，不要管那么多。
And however, the other tribes, it tells how they took the easy route and let just as long as they could dwell in the land, it was enough for them.
所以加勒他等了45年之后。
So at 45 years, Caleb
神的应许实现。
When the promise of God was fulfilled,
他真的也完成神给他的使命。
And he fulfilled the promise that God had given to him.
他留给我们一个非常完美的模范。
And he gives us a very good and complete example.
让我们也这样子的专心信靠主。
So let us be in the same way rely on God.
我们必然得到力量。
And trust on him so that we may receive.
虽然我们可能肉体年老，但是我们的心会越来越。刚强。
So even though we may be old physically, but in our heart we are strong.
我们仍然可以不间断地为神的国度来征战得胜。
That we can continuously battle for the kingdom of God.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing.
105首。
105.